Hi, this is Olivier Bloch from Microsoft Open Technologies, and you're watching a short demo of Cocos 2D X running on Windows as a Windows Store application. Microsoft OpenTech is working closely these days with the Cocos 2D community to get Cocos 2D X, the popular C++ game engine, to work correctly and allow developers publishing their gaming. The games are developed with Cocos 2D on the Windows Store, helping them extending the reach to Surface devices and other Windows and Windows RT based machines. So Cocos 2D is a popular gaming engine. It has various flavors, various versions. The Cocos 2D X version is a C++ version designed for mobile devices that works today on Windows 8, thanks to that contribution from Microsoft Open Technology and the work done with the Cocos 2D community. So MS Protect did that contribution in a branch of Cocos 2D X, but we are working today with Cocos 2D community to integrate these changes into the master branch of Cocos 2D. So if you want to try it out and start porting your existing whatever Android or iPhone game using Cocos 2D X to Windows 8, then go to github.com/msopentech/cocos2d-x and you'll be able to see that branch that we've been working on. If you go to the WinRT branch on that repository, you can clone it, download, and then you can build your WinRT version of Cocos 2D X. So in Visual Studio, just open the project. If you want to test it out the way I'm testing it out right now, what you have to do is set the project test CPP as the starting project for your solution. Once you've done that, you can compile, takes a couple of minutes, and then you can start up the unit test of Cocos 2D X and see what's going on. So let me show you how that looks like right now for things like some effects. Let's put some Wave 3D, Flipback 3D. So you can see the performance is optimal, and the idea is that MS OpenTech has been working with Cocos 2D at porting the library itself. So basically, if you have C++ code using the API to apply these kind of effects, like the particle ones or whatever, any effect that Cocos 2D actually offers, you can just reuse that exact same code to port your application to Windows 8, or game actually. Okay, so this is a short demo. Once again, you can find the bits on github.com/msopentech/cocos2d-x and check out the WinRT branch of this project to get started on your porting of your Cocos 2DX game to Windows 8. Have fun, enjoy.